For tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday morning, July the 8th, 2000. Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Frank Marzullo of DeLand, Florida, is the teacher of the morning. Should this tape for any reason be defective, please explain and return for a replacement.
Before I start, I want to tell you a little story about John. You don't have to put this on the tape.
It's too late now.
Too late now? John was really henpecked. All his life, his wife kept, hounding him. And he just said, "Oh, I'm dying to get away from her." Well, God gave him his wish. And here we see John before the pearly gates. Peter was there. And he said, "John, you can't come in here unless you spell this word." And John said, "Well, what's the word?" "It's love." "Oh," he said, "that's easy. L-O-V-E. Fine. Come in, John." And it was a time when St. Peter had to leave the gate, and he called John, "Will you mind the gate for me?" So John there was there in a place of importance, minding the gate. And who do you suppose was the first one to come up there?
His wife.
His wife. When he seen her coming, he go, "Oh, no." And he said, "Now, Henrietta," that was her name, "you can't come in here unless you spell the word." She said, "Well, what's the word?" "Czechoslovakia." What I'm going to talk about this morning, family, is the bumblebee ministry. Okay? Did you ever see a bumblebee? Got a great big body, small wings. And sometimes you wonder, how in the world can that thing get off the ground? You can't even imagine how a bumblebee can fly. It has such a big body and just small wings. Yet it does. I remember the first time I went into a 747. First experience I had going into such a big airplane. And when I got inside, it looked like a railroad train. And again, that thought came to me, how in the world is this going to get up off the ground? Amen? I was scheduled to go down to Miami and had a stop in Atlanta. And then what happened? They had an announcement. "Well, we have a half-hour delay. We have to fix this and this." Did you ever get that when you were on a plane, going on a flight? And you started to worry. You said, "What's going to happen? What's that? I hope they fix it." And then I hope it gets off the ground. But praise the Lord. How did it get off the ground? That powerful motor, that powerful engine just came against the forces of nature and off it went. It's the same thing with the bumblebee. Something in the bumblebee just drives it and is able to get off the ground. See, it's impossible. A plane like the bumblebee had within itself an awesome power that overcomes the weight of its body and can thrust it into the sky and cause it to fly. Amen? We're like bumblebees, family. We're vessels of clay, dead weight, but holding inside of us the awesome power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus that enables us to overcome and counteract the resistance and power of the world and fly. God expects these vessels of clay to do the impossible. He expects you to fly in the kingdom of God. This is what I want to talk about. You talk about the kingdom, there's a difference between going to church and being in the kingdom. In the first place, dedicated discipleship is required. And so many people don't want to be told what to do. Amen? They don't want to be disciplined. Some people are so spiritual, they're no earthly good. They put on a pose of spirituality. You see them doing all kinds of things. When everybody is way up there praising the Lord and worshiping the Lord, they're going to be down on their face trying to do something spiritual so people could look at them. Amen? That's a fact. They're so spiritual, they're no earthly good. You have to remember that you're not only spiritual, you're also body. You're body, soul, and spirit. Amen? And when you're no earthly good, you're no good to yourself or even to the Lord. You want to appear spiritual. And sometimes this discipline is a naughty word, because people want to do what they want to do when they want to do it, because they like doing what they want to do when they want to do it. Don't ask me to repeat that. Amen. Amen. Did you ever notice that God is not a democracy? Did you ever think that our loving, kind, beautiful Jesus is a dictator? A benevolent dictator, yes. But I believe sometimes that a country with a benevolent dictator can progress and grow faster than the democracy. History has proved this. However, that is far and few between. God is good. God is a perfect dictator, always good. Many people say, thank God I go to church. My sins are forgiven. Jesus is my Savior. I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. Now, Jesus is real to all these people, these charismatic Christians and the non-charismatics. He's real. But at the same time, Jesus wants us to know Him in a kingdom sense. That we know Him, He is our brother, He is royalty, He is the King of Kings. We also have to understand this. I've spoken about this several times in this camp meeting. We are royalty, and we have to understand that and let the enemy know that we are royalty, and then we act as royalty. We rule, and we praise the Lord as kings. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, here Jesus is given a charge to the disciples. It's a command. Go ye and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Family, you have to go. You have to fly. You have to be like a bumblebee. Overcome. Flap your wings and fly. Amen? Praise the Lord. But sometimes you might say, it's impossible to go. I'm not equipped. I'm too old. I'm too young. Whatever the excuse is. I don't have everything that Jesus had. Well, no one has. Except you have the same Spirit. Amen? The same Holy Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in you. And you may say, I'm not equipped physically. Well, if you look at a bumblebee, it can't fly, but it does. Jesus said in John 14:12, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do. Do you believe that's the word of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Does Jesus lie? He means what He says in His word. The works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do. That seems like it's an impossibility. Well, so is an impossibility, but a bumblebee can fly. You can do it. Use the power that you have received. That's in you. Amen? You can because He said you can. As kingdom kids, we have to excel as citizens of the kingdom. Go, therefore, and do. See, as I said before, every word of the Lord Jesus Christ, every word in the Bible is a command. Is a command, and He wants you to obey. Now, this is where we start. God wants to bring forth His kingdom. So, if you want to become citizens of His kingdom, you have to learn the kingdom pattern. So, I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1. Amen? Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1. Now, he reiterated it. He spoke about this many times. He also said in Mark 16:17, these signs shall follow those who believe. In My name they shall cast out demons, the first sign. They shall speak in new tongues. The baptism in the Holy Spirit is the second time. They shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. That's the third sign. He says it again in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1. And when He called His 12 disciples to Himself, He gave them power over unclean spirits. That's the first sign, to cast them out. And to heal all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases. See, he said it time and time again. Amen? And when Jesus says it more than once, He really means what He is saying. I think I shared with you the other day in verse 7 and 8. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Remember the word. It's a command. Remember, He didn't say, go and start praying for the sick. He said, heal the sick. Heal the sick. That's a command. And it's a lot different than going around praying for them. Yes, you say, well, I have to pray. That's true. But there's a different attitude, a different meaning in His word when He said, heal the sick. He expects when you pray that that sick person rises up. Amen? He commanded them. Freely you have received. How many here have received healing? Well, you can give what you've received. It's as simple as all that. Freely you have received, freely give. How many of you here have received deliverance? The ones that didn't raise up their hands, I want you to come forward afterwards and we want to pray for deliverance over you. Okay? Well, if you receive deliverance, then you can give it. But be bold. Yes, you can. Well, that's not my ministry. What do you mean it's not your ministry? Are you a believer? Yes, I'm a believer. What does the Word say? These signs shall follow those who believe. In my name, they shall cast out demons. If you're a believer, it's your ministry. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
And don't go around saying, that's not my ministry. God didn't call me to do that. Yes, He did. You're a believer. Amen? So you have to do what the Lord tells you to do. Freely you have received, freely give. Say, praise the Lord. All right. See, we have to learn the kingdom pattern if we want to be kingdom kids. We have to learn and then do it. Just do it. Supposing you make a mistake. So what? So you made a mistake. God forgives you. See, God judges your heart. And He knows what's in your heart. He knows you want to do what the Word says. You're doing your best. And that's what God is looking for. What's in your heart. Amen? Now, I want you to turn to Luke chapter 17, verse 20 to 21. Now, when He was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, He answered and said to them, "The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, 'See here,' or 'See there,' for indeed the kingdom of God is within you." Everyone say, "The kingdom of God is in me." Amen. You see, you're not going to rule God's kingdom until you rule this kingdom, the one that's in you. You take care of this kingdom. Get it in divine order. Amen. Then you're able to reach out. Amen. Then you're able to reach out. But get this kingdom in divine order. Many people go out trying to minister, trying to work in the kingdom of God without this kingdom in divine order. And what happened? They fail. They try to fly as a bumblebee, they fall flat on their faces. Amen? Get this kingdom in divine order, family. And it, oftentimes, as we heard here at this campground, we have to go to the wilderness and overcome the enemy. Where is the enemy? Well, he's trying to destroy this kingdom, get rid of him out of here first. Amen? Did you ever practice self-deliverance? Yeah, I'm driving my car, going along, and then I said, "Lord, there's something wrong." I'm driving the car, and all of a sudden the word comes in my mind, pride. You know, I just cast out several hundred demons, and I'm going along, and that person that I had prayed for was healed, and I started to feel my spiritual muscles, and the Lord says, "Pride." So I say, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command pride to get out of me." I press the button. The window goes down. Spit out the window. And keep driving. Amen. You see, you have to ask the Lord, "What's wrong? Why don't I feel the joy that I'm supposed to feel?" You know, get right. You can deliver yourself. That's what this camp is all about. Deliverance. But you start here. Amen?
Amen?
Remember, the only perfect person was Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen? He said, "The devil has nothing in me." I wish we can all say the same thing. The kingdom of God is with him. We have to get that. See, we're looking to turn living water into wine. Now, we all talk about there's a living water flowing on us. That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the living water of God flowing out of us. But there's more than just receiving the baptism in the Holy Spirit. I want you to know there's always more. I have another talk, and sometimes I'll give it. Turning the water into wine. Turning the water into wine. That's maturing. That's growing. That's climbing the mountain of God. How high is the mountain of God? There's no end to it. There's always more. Amen? You don't say, "I've reached the top of it." No. The only time you reach the top is when he takes you. Amen? And you've reached it. Hallelujah. But we have this capability right in us. The Holy Spirit and the living water is here, right in us, in our storehouse. And we have to have the ability to turn that living water into wine. We have a living God living within us. And we have all the potential in us to build this kingdom and to do all that God wants us to do. Amen? But it begins when Jesus is absolute Lord of our life. We call him Lord. But have you made him Lord? Have you made him Lord? In other words, is he ruling every aspect of your walk? Think about it. Have I made him Lord? Some people say, yes, he's the Lord, but. That's the billy goat aspect in all of us. But. But you want to reserve some area that he's not Lord. Amen? Because you like doing what you're doing. And you say, Lord, everything, but, you know, this, I'm not really hurting you. It's just a little drink. That's all it is. It's just a little bit, well, I like to see, well, God made that beautiful creature. I like to see it once in a while because it's, you know, God's creation. Come on, it's a spirit of lust. Amen? See, we have to be willing to make him Lord. Lord of our eyes, Lord of our ears. Are you hearing me? Amen? Have you made him your Lord? See, the power you generate depends on how close you are to the power source. When I was a young lad, started going to school, we used to take a trolley car. How many remember trolley cars? Some of you are so young you don't know what a trolley car is. Well, a trolley car is a big vehicle that runs on a track. Amen? And straight, narrow track, like a railroad train. But it's in the city, okay? And then it had an arm that came up out of the trolley, and there was the hot wire, the electricity ran up there. Remember the trolley cars? Amen. Praise the Lord. And as long as the trolley was on the track and the arm was hitting the hot wire, it ran. But if the arm got off the wire, the trolley stopped. And we kids some of us were naughty little kids. We would run after the trolley car and pull that wire off and trolley it. Boy, that would make that conductor mad as the dickens. Amen? We were bad little kids, nasty kids. Now, we're like a trolley car running on the track that God ordained for us, his plan for our life. And as long as we have our antenna touching the heart wire, we're going to run on the straight and narrow on the track. Amen? Who is the hot wire? That's the Holy Spirit. Amen? The devil is a nasty one who tries to pull the arm off the hot wire above us. Our job is to stay close to the power source, the source, and keep the devil from pulling the arm off the hot wire. And we do this prayer. We do this with commanding the enemy to be powerless. And the power we generate depends on how close we are to Jesus. How much of yourself are you willing to give to him? How high do you want to fly as a bumblebee? Some people want to fly, but not willing to surrender all to Jesus Christ. I remember recently I had a call from a young man in Fort Pierce, Florida. He said he needed deliverance. But I found out that he went to this deliverance minister, that deliverance minister. He went to this woman that did deliverance. He went to this man and so forth. And the Lord said to me, he's collecting scalps. He's trying to see how many scalps he can collect. Well, they can't help me. He can't help me. He can't help me. And he called me up. And when he told me where he was, that he went to this one and this one, and I knew who they were, that they were good men and women of God, that they were able to help them. I said to him, you're not going to add my scalp to your belt. You've been here and there, but you have to learn to obey. Amen?
Amen.
Brother, I said, you need to join yourself to a church and stay there. Instead of going from one ministry to another, looking for scalps to add to your belt. You know, sometimes you just have to put it as it is. I remember one time I had this homosexual. I'm living in Deland, and he's coming all the way from Tampa, Florida, to get deliverance. So I prayed for deliverance for him. I asked him, where do you go and meet these men? And they told me, well, I go to this department store. I go into their restroom, and I meet my companions there. I said, well, avoid that place like the plague. Just avoid it. Don't go there anymore. 3 months later, he called me. He said, well, I fell again. I said, did you go to that place? He said, well, I was drawn to it. I prayed deliverance over the phone for him. I said, now, remember what I said. Stay away. Family, you have to use your will. When he called me the third time, I said, brother, I cannot help you. You mean you won't deliver me? I said, I cannot help you because you're not using your will. I am not going to be a God to you. Now, you're awfully quiet. You see, you can make people your God by calling them up, pray for me, deliver me, by doing constantly. Well, you're the one that has to be an overcomer. Right. Tells us in Revelation, he that overcometh, you have to overcome. I'm not going to be able to overcome for you. I'm not going to go stand before Jesus Christ holding your hand. You're going to stand all by yourself. And you have to learn to overcome. You have to learn to be a bumblebee. Overcome the forces of nature, the forces of the world, and fly. If you're not going to do that, you're dead.
Yeah. I hope I'm not throwing stones at you or anything. And see, family, you have to be able to hear the prophet, the man of God, the woman of God, and obey. And if you don't obey, you're going to get the result. You have to submit to ministry and take root.
You will not be set free if you go table hopping, so to speak. A farmer, when he plants, he doesn't take that plant out every 3 days to see if it's growing, does he? It'll never grow. He keeps it in the ground, waters it, fertilizes it. Amen? It's ridiculous if he picks it up every 3 days. And that's what happens when people go table hopping. I told this young man, brother, as long as you're going from place to place, you will not be delivered or hold on to the deliverance if you receive it. Not me or the greatest deliverance minister in the world can help you. You have to use your will. People like to come to a minister and have them do it for them. And they'll come time and time and time and time and time again. They get slain in the spirit time and time and time again. Remember what I said. Get off the floor and out the door. Start using what God gave you. If you want to be a bumblebee, you must do the will of God. A citizen of the kingdom cannot do what he pleases and call it the grace of God. The grace of God does not condone lasciviousness nor liberty in the flesh. I've had some people say to me, and my wife, oh, you did so much for us. Oh, we love your church. From now on, this is going to be our church. We found a home. We're going to stay here. And then I preach and I say something that goes contrary to what they're doing. They don't like what I preach. I'm hitting them between the eyes. And so what happens, they don't love us anymore. We don't see them anymore. They go find a place think they can enjoy. What happened to that great love that they had for us? Family, we are set free, so by the grace of God, we can help one another. We have to serve one another, and we have to be willing to serve one another. Remember, Jesus came as a servant, but he had 12 men that were committed to him, submitted to him. And he taught them to serve one another by his own example. He washed the disciples' feet. He said, if I, the Lord and Master, wash feet, it behooves you to wash each other's feet, to wash each other's feet. There must be a commitment to the body. There must be a commitment. If you want to fly as a bumblebee, you have to commit yourself. Amen? Bumblebee person is a committed person. Turn to Luke chapter 10, verse 17 and 18. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now, lightning moves fast. It moves 186 miles per second. This illustrates the speed of Satan's fall. Can you picture that? How fast Satan fell? While the disciples were ministering, Jesus was moving in such authority and power that Satan was brought down. And in verse 19 of the same chapter, Jesus said, Behold, I give you the authority to trample, that is to step on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Family, we have received the power. As bumblebees, we have received the power, but we have to use what we have received. We have to know that because Jesus said, I've given you the power, we have it. To do what? Over all the power of the enemy. To trample. That means to step on him. He's under my feet. We sing the song. He's under my feet. And that's what we have to understand. We have the power. And many times people keep coming up for the same thing, time and time and time again. Brother, sister, you have received the power. Use it. Be a bumblebee. Be an overcomer. Use it. Don't listen to the thoughts that Satan puts in your mind and said, you can't do it. You can't do it by yourself. Yes, you can, because you're not alone. You're with Jesus. And Jesus and me are a majority. Do it. You see, the problem with a lot of quote-unquote Christians is that I need you to pray for me. Well, if you had prayers for the same thing 3 or 4 times, start learning to do it yourself in Jesus' name. Now, I'm glad there's no stones here, because I don't want to be stoned with what I'm saying. I'm trying to exhort you. I'm trying to exhort you into getting off your spiritual seats and doing what Jesus wants you to do. Amen? Be a bumblebee. Fly. Do the impossible. It may be impossible for you, but do it. Amen? And you have the power over all the power of the enemy. This is the authority that we have. And it's been given to us to fight. Amen? See, God wants you to fight. Not among yourselves, but against the enemy. I want you to tell someone right here, I have the authority in the name of Jesus. Now point to them and say, you have the authority in the name of Jesus. Over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall hurt you. Amen. See, when Jesus sent out the 70 disciples, 2 by 2, they used this authority. Amen. Lord, even the demons were subject to us in your name. That's what they said. And Jesus answered and said, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you. Rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Amen. Now, remember, family, that while we're doing the works of God, our names are being written in the book in heaven. You know, there is a book. It's called the Book of Life. And your names are written in the Book of Life. The devil will like to write you in his book. Do you know he has a book too? It's called the Book of Death. He would like to put you in his book. But thank God you're written in the Book of Life. Amen? And God has that book and he uses it. When you become a bumblebee and start flying in the kingdom, he puts a gold star after your name. That's what he does. Then he puts another one when you need it, when you lead another person to Christ. And so, after your name, you have gold stars. You need another person to Christ, he puts another gold star. And he puts another gold star after your name when you shut off that television set and go to church. But, you know, that favorite program of yours is coming on, and you shut it off and you go to church. God gives you another gold star. Amen? And then somebody calls you up in the middle of the night for ministry, prayers, and you pray. He puts another gold star after your name. And in the midst of the Super Bowl, somebody calls you up and says, I broke down and I want you to come and help me. And you leave the Super Bowl that you've been waiting for a year to watch your favorite team win. God puts 3 gold stars after your name. Amen. You think it's humorous. But the fact is that you're going to be judged by what you do while you're in the body. God is going, and you're going to be promoted in heaven. You see, while you're working on earth, God is going to put gold stars after your name when you do good. Whatever it is, the ministry that he gave you, when you're involved with the ministry, you're faithful to it. And when you get to heaven, God is going to judge you by your works, and he's going to promote you by what you did while you were in the body. There are various places in heaven. I go to prepare a place for you, Jesus said. There's degrees of honor. Do you want to see where it is? Yes or no? In Daniel. I want you to turn to Daniel. Okay? Take the last chapter of Daniel. Okay. Chapter 12. I'll read from verse 1. At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince, who stands watch over the sons of your people. Now, Michael, that's the archangel Michael, he is the guardian angel of the kingdom of Israel, okay, of the children of Israel. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book. See, there is a book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Now, verse 3. Those who are wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. That is, those who are wise, those who accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, those who are wise to accept Jesus, they shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. Now, here's another category. And those who turn many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever. See, there's greater glory for those that work, that turn many to righteousness, that bring people into the kingdom. Do you see that? Amen. So, praise the Lord. You're going to be judged by what you did while you're in the Bible, while you're in the body. Amen. How do you know that a person is flying as a bumblebee? You know them by their fruit. I know a man who received a phone call in the middle of the night. I remember it was a woman that called this man. I just recalled, yes, I remember. And this woman said, there's demons in my room and they're laughing at me. I said, command them to go in the name of Jesus. I did, but they won't go. And the man prayed and he said, I see a dark pool. I see a child crying. And he said to the woman, you committed abortion. And she said, well, that's many years ago. I repented of that. Yes, that's true, he said, but did you command the spirit of abortion out? She said, no. Well, that's why they're laughing at you, okay? So he told her to say this, I repent of what I did. Father God, forgive me. And I command the spirit of abortion and child sacrifice to leave me in the name of Jesus. She took a deep breath and let it out. As soon as she did that, she said, the demons are gone. They left my room. Amen. You see, he was awakened in the middle of the night. And every once in a while, I get a call like this in the middle of the night. Oh, how I love those calls. That's not telling the truth. I don't like them. I want to sleep. Amen. But when you do the work of a bumblebee, God puts a gold star after your name. And the fruit is that person has been healed. That person has been delivered. You see? The source is gone. Hallelujah. And God is rejoicing because you did His work. Are you listening? You did His work. Amen. See, a bumblebee person always looks for an opportunity, whether it inconveniences him or not. He looks for an opportunity to get another gold star. Now, I'm not working for a gold star. I just want to work for Jesus. But when I work for Jesus, He automatically puts a gold star. That's building treasures in heaven. Amen. The Bible says to build up treasures in heaven. And you do it, and the glory comes in. We were talking about glory. See, that's the glory of God when somebody is set free, when someone is healed. Amen? Your arm is touching the hot wire from above, and the trolley car is moving on the track. Remember, family, when you receive the Holy Spirit can use you in any one of the gifts. It's like becoming a general practitioner, a doctor that, you know, can minister in everything. But then God starts making a specialist out of you. And so what happens? Some of us start becoming a deliverance minister, praying, or an intercessor, or whatever God wants you to do, a giver, ministry of giving. Amen? Family, we're at a time when things are moving with a rapidity that is found in Isaiah chapter 65. Turn to Isaiah 65. Let us read. See, I'm going to exalt Jesus Christ as Lord, no matter what. I'm going to cast out demons. I'm going to heal the sick in His name, raise the dead, yes, in His name, because freely I have received, and I'm ready to give freely. See, you must be able to do this. Here in Isaiah 65, starting with verse 17 to 24. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. The former shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem as a rejoicing and her people a joy. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. The voice of weeping shall no longer be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. No more shall an infant from there live but a few days, nor an old man not fulfill his days. For the child would die 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards, and they shall eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree, so shall be the days of my people. And my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth children for trouble. For they shall be the descendants of the blessed of the Lord, and their offsprings with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are still speaking, I will hear. See, this is what God is looking for in his people. To reach that point, we are so in tune with the Lord. He asks, he already knows. Before we ask, he already does it. Amen? While they are yet to speak, I will hear. Family, when you have received the bumblebee ministry, it will come to the time when that will happen to you. The times, you know, family, are getting bad, and they're going to get worse. God says in Revelation chapter 22, he who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. See, the time is coming that we have to take out of our storehouse the honey that the bumblebee has stored up. You know, the bumblebee stores up honey. You know that, don't you? And as bumblebees, we're storing up treasures in heaven. What does the bumblebee do? It goes from flower to flower, gathering nectar, and he stores it in the honeycomb. And that's what we have to do. Store up treasures in heaven. That is honey. Honey from the rock. And every time we pray for people, every time we do the ministry that God has entrusted in our hands, we're bringing that nectar to the Lord. You know, we say, Jesus, take this honey. Whenever I get through ministering, I always say, Jesus, thank you for what you did using this vessel of clay. Thank you. Lord Jesus, everything I said, everything I did, was you doing it through me. It's not me, it's you. I give you all this honey. I give you all this honey. Because you see, I'm slightly diabetic. When I get to heaven, I'm going to eat that honey. It's going to be sweet. I'm going to enjoy the sweetness of that honey. You're going to enjoy the sweetness of the work of your hands while you were on this earth. Are you hearing me? That's the bumblebee storing up honey that we're going to enjoy when we get there. Hallelujah. Think of what I said. There's something we can do, family. We can do the impossible. Like the bumblebee, we can fly. That's what Jesus is asking. Do the impossible. Because, you see, when we try it, then he becomes the wind under our wings, as the song says. Amen? The wind under our wings. Because it seems impossible for the bumblebee to fly. But he becomes that wind that lifts us up. Without me, he said, you can do nothing. Amen?
Amen?
So he becomes everything we need. Because when he judges our hearts and he sees we want to fly, we don't want to stay grounded. We want to go. He supplies the transportation. He supplies the finances. He becomes our all in all. Amen. See, I can tell you that. I can confess to that. My life is a product of him working in this vessel clay of clay and being my everything. You see, I said yes to the Lord. And when you say yes to the Lord, watch out, because you're going to fly. I didn't take off right away, but slowly but surely, you know, from being a baker to flying as a bumblebee. See, flying to South America. Of course, I took an airplane. Flying, you know, Venezuela, Colombia, Puerto Rico, Costa Rica, Guatemala, San Salvador, the Virgin Islands, England, Scotland, Israel, Italy. Hallelujah! What more adventure could a person want? As a bumblebee, I've been flying. And I want you to know, He's the wind under my wings that causes me to fly. Amen? I remember the song I learned. It says, I'll say yes, yes, yes. I'll say yes, yes, yes. I'll say yes, Lord. My heart cries yes, Lord. I'll say yes, yes, yes. I'll say yes, yes. Yes, I'll say yes, yes, yes. I'll say yes, Lord. My heart cries yes, Lord. I'll say yes, yes, yes. Now, you also can sing it in Spanish, okay? So you're going to be able to tell people, I know a song in Spanish. Digo si, si, si. Digo si, si, si. Digo si, Señor. Digo si, Señor. Digo si, si, si. Very difficult, isn't it? I'll say yes, yes, yes. I'll say yes, yes, yes. I'll say yes, Lord. My heart cries, yes, Lord. I'll say yes, yes, yes. Amen. See, what you're saying yes to, yes, Lord, I want to fly. Yeah, I want to spread my wing high. Okay? I'm going to fly like a bumblebee. I'm going to do your will and your work in the name of Jesus. I'm going to fly. It's a message of encouragement, exhortation. It's a little different than I'm used to bringing. I'm used to bringing and saying, in the name of Jesus, go! Amen. And I'm glad that I have an opportunity to be able to say something different and command demons to go. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because everywhere I go, I just have... They asked me to bring seminars on deliverance, and I'm going the end of this month down to South Florida. I've been engaged by the Catholic community down there to bring a seminar. I'm looking forward to that, to what the Lord is going to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm so pleased. You know, I was a Roman Catholic, and the Lord is bringing me around in a circle. Hallelujah. So, praise God. Now, family, I just want to ask you something. If you're not flying like a bumblebee, and you want to, come on up here. I'm going to anoint you to fly like a bumblebee. No? I want to give you the bumblebee anointing. Move, John, move this back. That's it. Hallelujah. There is an impartation, family.
Amen.
There is an impartation. I believe in it. And Brother Dan, I'm going to impart unto you such as I have received the bumblebee, the ministry in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will fly like a bumblebee. Just fly, fly in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus. And put aside all your failures. The Lord is talking to you, brother. Put aside those failures. He's speaking to all of us. Don't worry about what happened in the past. The failures, the time you thought you were going to go out and do something and suddenly there was no door opened. But you say, Lord, I want to fly. And then he'll start opening doors. Now fly like a bumblebee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Fly like a bumblebee in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive the bumblebee ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Fly. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Or, brother, it's never too old. Never too old to fly. Remember that. It's never too old to fly. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Mildred, I know you're flying, but God is going to let you fly higher. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Tala kayato kumahanta. Elata kumahinta. Lord God, Hiku Yaha Lahala Tola Kuya Tino Kumahanta Ella Tatolo Tokumanta Ella Hitala Tokoyonto Kumanta Katia Ella Talakaya. And many times you said, Ginger, I don't know what to do, Lord, but the Lord is saying to you, my daughter, I've put in you and I've given you many things. My daughter, it's time to open your treasure chest and let out the treasure and share them with my people. He's given you many treasures, and he wants you to share what you have received, Ginger. Now start flying like a bumblebee. Do the impossible. In the name of Jesus, be bold. Be bold. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. I want to share something with you, Ginger.
Okay.
The last time I was here, I did not have this ministry. I've grown in my old age, so to speak. Can you testify to that, brother? Can you testify to that? I'm a little different than I used to be.
He's changing you a little bit every day.
You see, we have to know, from glory to glory, he's changing me. His image and likeness, he's perfecting in us. But he's doing it every day a little bit more. See, we have to have that attitude, Lord. Lord, deliver me from error, but give me more.
Yes.
Deliver me from error, yes, but give me more. Amen. And keep me learning, Lord. Keep me learning. See, don't ever think that you've arrived at a point where you know it all. Keep me learning. And you say that, dear, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive the bumblebee ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus, receive the bumblebee ministry in Jesus' precious name. Ruth, come over here, dear. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I've learned to love this woman. Hallelujah. I'm sorry she's married.
It's mutual, Frank. Oh, it's mutual, dear brother.
Oh, Lord, forgive me, Lord. Receive the bumblebee ministry, Lord. In Jesus, just listen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive the bumblebee ministry, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Receive the bumblebee ministry. He could to yoko komahantala hata kuya. Inahala tola tika aki katula kuya hamahanta. Ela tatala toko yonto komante kataya. Forget your failures. I said, forget your failures. Let this be dawn of a new day. And fly like a bumblebee.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Receive the bumblebee ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive the bumblebee ministry in the name of Jesus. Receive the bumblebee ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive the bumblebee ministry in the name of Jesus. Larry received the Bumblebee ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. Come forward. Come forward. Receive the Bumblebee ministry in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Receive the Bumblebee ministry in the name of Jesus. Hold hands. In the name of Jesus. Come forward. I'm going to ask the Lord to entwine these arms with a spiritual cord that nothing can separate or break the cord. That you will be in unity, that you will be together, that you will pray together, that you will minister together, that as you do so, the Lord will increase and increase your ministry in the name of Jesus. Now receive it.
Yes.
Receive oneness in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. And be bold in it. Receive the Bumblebee ministry. Receive it. Receive it, sister, in the name of Jesus. Brother, receive it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Receive the Bumblebee ministry. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive the Bumblebee ministry in the name of Jesus. Oh, I'll get them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother, the Lord wants you to move in a new realm. You've been speaking in a certain realm for years and years. But the Lord is saying, there's more. I have given you my spirit. I have given you my spirit. And I will not only put my word in your mouth, but I will put in your hands. And I will use your hands in an extension of my own.
Hallelujah.
And you shall pray. You shall pray for the sick. You shall use them as an evangelist. And you shall do the work of an evangelist too. You will not play the same record again and again. I will give you a different tune. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's a different tune that you're going to play, Brother Steve. Amen. Now receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive the Bumblebee anointing. In Jesus' name. Hitherto you flew in an airplane. This time you're going to fly without one.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Receive a Bumblebee ministry in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Receive it, brother, in the name of Jesus. Brother, receive a Bumblebee ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Receive, brother, a Bumblebee ministry in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. Come forward, will you please? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Such as I have, give I to you, sister. Receive. Receive. Receive a Bumblebee ministry. Just receive. Just receive. Receive. Receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 That's right. Just keep receiving. Receiving. Receiving the more of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Ella taka ya ala tula koya tino kumaha ella tatala tuku yon tuku mantala ha teketaya. Receive from the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You stayed behind many times, my daughter. You stayed in the background, so to speak. But I want you to step forward. I want you to step forward and be bold. Don't be reticent. Don't hang back and say, well, somebody else will do it. Somebody else will say it. Somebody else will speak it. I put my word in your mouth, and you shall speak it, saith the Lord. And you shall do it. You shall do it. Not wait for somebody else to do it. You shall do it. Hallelujah. Inakaya, receive the Bumblebee ministry in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
I sure do.
You better believe it.
bumblebees are supposed to only have other bumblebees.
Hallelujah. Ala toko yonta kumanta. Excuse me. Boy, this bumblebee has a runny nose.
So does this one.
You know, there's one thing about having a bumblebee ministry. Now, you listen to me. Bumblebee has a stinger also. But the Lord does.
I can testify to that.
Amen. But the Lord wants you to use that stinger wisely.
Amen.
Because if you use it wisely, then he's going to be able to trust you with his word. Now, that bumblebee stinger is correction. It is the word of correction. Correcting. Some people have to be corrected.
They don't like it.
They don't like it.
Then,
then it hurts. Then the stinger hurts. But use it in love. And I don't know why I have to say this to you, but maybe this is what you need. Use it in love. Such as I have, give I to you. Receive Bumblebee Ministry. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, and who? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. The Holy Spirit's all over you, sister. Yes, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is going to use you, sister, in a way that you never imagined. He's going to use you. You're not only going to speak his word and his name, but he's going to use you to minister to women, to be a light. They will come to you, and you're able to guide them and help them. Women that have been hurting, women that have been bruised, he's going to use you.
I guess maybe it's all right for me to hold. This is really my great-granddaughter. I want to have Mama hold her, but I'll hold her.
Jesus, I bless you. And I ask Heavenly Father to bless you. Receive the blessing of the Lord. Receive his healing love in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Why is everybody laughing?
No, we're a bunch of crying women.
I want to hold you. I want to hold you. Heal, Lord Jesus. Heal, Lord. My daughter, as you fly, the hurts of the past will be left behind. As you fly, just receive now. Just receive. Just receive the power to fly as a bumblebee. And Jesus, that's right. Just receive. Receive. Receive from the living God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. For I am the healer of the wounded spirit and the broken heart, saith the Lord. I am the healer. Now receive his love. Receive his love. In Jesus' name. And fly as a bumblebee. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see a period, like you're going through a tunnel, and it seems to be dark in the tunnel, but there's always that light. And the Lord said, just walk through the tunnel at this time. My arms will be waiting for you on the other side. Just receive from the living God the Bumblebee Ministry. I remember my wife praying for a young girl that was hurt, abused, raped, left for dead. She saw this little girl get up out of her body and walk. And then she saw this girl lift up her hands. Jesus was in front of her, and she went right through Jesus Christ into paradise. And I'm saying to you, my daughter, there's joy at the end of the tunnel, because Jesus is joy. Amen. And he will put joy in your heart, received from the living God. Amen.
See, that's Grandma sitting there. And we're great Grandma and
Grandpa. Amen.
To this one here.
Amen. Amen. Where do you get more? And you're going to get more. In the name of Jesus. Ha kaya halatula kuma hanta. You should be praying for me. But I'm praying for you right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm thanking God for the ministry that he has given you. But I'm going to tell you, like I told everybody here, there's more. There's always more. Irma, I want you to know there's more. Amen? Just trust him.
We shall live and not die.
In Jesus' name.
The works of the Lord.
Amen. Receive the Bumblebee Ministry. Hallelujah. Maybe you'll change the name of this camp to Bumblebee Christian Camp or something.
Pray for this.
I already did.
You did?
Yes, I already did. I bless you. I ask Heavenly Father to bless you. Let me see your beautiful blue eyes. Are they green or blue?
Blue.
Blue. Praise the Lord. Where did you come from?
All of us.
All of you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It came from Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Receive, Crystal. Receive. I gave you the word yesterday. Now receive a Bumblebee Ministry. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Keep growing. Keep growing. And you'll fly high, very high. Keep growing. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Receive the Bumblebee Ministry, my brother, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Doctor, Hakatayaya. And I'll tell my brother.
Oh, thank you for this one. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you're flying, but
there's more, for doctor. And receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive. More. More. Wow. Glory to God. Yes, sir. The Holy Spirit's all over you. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Just receive. The more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Well, glory to God.
Lord,
amen.
Bless Brother Frank, Lord. Double portion of your anointing. Father, may he be a voice that can't be gainsaid wherever you send him.
Amen.
We pray, we thank you for the health and strength you've given him, and we praise you for renewing it day by day. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we just thank you for what you did, for what you're still going to do in the days to come here in this campground. We ask, Father, that the anointing of the Holy Spirit be at the gates, that everyone that comes in through the gates will receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that the precious blood of Jesus cover this campground, and that you station the angels, your angels with the flaming swords on all parts of this campground, in the name of Jesus, that the enemy who will try to infiltrate will not be able to because of the angels of the Lord with the flaming swords and the precious blood of Jesus. And we thank you. And we ask you to bless this food today. Bless it, Lord, for it comes from your gracious bounty. And bless the hands that prepared it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.